Melancholy baby.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Come to me.
Okay, my name's Sarah Hooker. I'm the chairman of Amersham A Cappella. We're in St Michael's Church Hall in Amersham, which is where we normally rehearse. It's a very exciting night for us tonight because it's the last rehearsal before we go off for our big competition of the year. What it is, barbershop is actually quite a popular hobby, and there's various clubs all over the country. So once a year we all get together at this big convention and we compete with one another. So the convention takes place over 3 days. So on the Friday there is a quartet competition, and on the Saturday it's the chorus competition. I think there's over 30 choruses competing, so it starts quite early in the morning, goes on until 5-6 o'clock in the evening. We all compete against one another. We've worked really, really hard this year, and we know that we've done really well, and we know we're good. So we think we've got a very good chance of doing very well in the competition. So we're nervous, but we're really, really, really excited.
When you're gone, it seems that I can go on, but you can trust me to behave. No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Hey, misbehaving.
My name's Helen Lappert, and I'm the musical director of Amersham A Cappella. At this precise moment in time, I would say the feeling is just of one of sheer excitement and bring it on. I think that's the real mood at the moment. And I think if we can go there imagining that we've already won the gold medal and have that real kind of visualisation where we've got it round our necks, I think we'll put on a more confident performance. We're singing two songs, Ain't Misbehavin' and the Joint's Jumpin'. So we've chosen more modern repertoire. You know, in the olden days, it was very kind of standard, typical barbershop songs, which were quite old-fashioned, but, you know, the women enjoyed singing them, but I think it wasn't appealing to younger people. And so we've modernised the repertoire.
Babe, here's what's on my mind. Let's you.
I'm Graham, I'm the baritone in Vox.
My name's Steve, I'm the lead.
I'm Keith, I sing the bass.
And I'm Richard Fisher, I sing tenor.
Yeah. We've been together officially since about July 2009.
Come fly with me, let's fly away, let's get away.
Well, barbershop singing is essentially, it's a cappella, so there's no accompaniment, and what makes it different is that you have a harmony part which sings above the melody, whereas normally you have the melody line and everybody else is singing at a lower pitch to them. To get an example, so I would sing the lead, okay? My wild is the lead, okay? My wild Irish rose. And then with the bass part, who's singing below, so
my wild Irish rose.
And then with the baritone part,
my wild Irish rose.
Now they're all singing below the lead. And then there's the tenor part, which is above. So,
my wild Irish rose.
What's really nice about this as a hobby is that quite often people will sing together in the bars and they'll sing these little, what we call tags, together, and the people who just go, you sing tenor, you sing lead, yeah, okay.
Cool. And then what happens is you can have four different guys from four different choruses or four different quartets, or some guys have never sung together or never sung before, and then within 10 minutes they could be singing a tag together.
It's quite unique.
When it's sleepy time, downside.
this is a pitch pipe, and because there's no accompaniment, all this does is just tell us what key the song is in. Otherwise, you've got no reference to where the pitch is. So it basically goes up through a scale from this is a F to F. So it goes. So that's a whole scale.
Down to our Kapoko Bay is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come on.
Hello, I'm Kath. I'm in Wales for the Ladies Barbershop Convention. I have sung barbershop music for 30 years. The history of unaccompanied four-part harmony singing was inspired by a cappella, which means in the style of the chapel, singing by monks who would chant their prayers and hear the echoes from inside the churches and abbeys, and they could hear another voice, another sound from the one they were singing. And this is because the building was making overtones, so they would try and sing the overtone they could hear, and gradually they would build up chords to sing their prayers to. I like to think that maybe it was the customers who were waiting to have their shaves and their haircuts in the 20s and 30s. And they liked to sing the popular songs of the day. The other guys around them would make up harmonies to go with it. And indeed, into the evenings, they would go out on the street corners and sing their songs that they'd been practicing. The men were having such fun doing this, because from the quartets the choruses developed. The ladies thought, this is not fair, the men are having too much fun, we can do this ourselves. So they got together in little groups and made up their own quartets, choruses.
Contestant number 4, from Amersham, under the direction of Helen Lappert, Amersham a cappella.
I've been competing with Amersham a cappella, but today is the best day. Never has there been a chorus more appreciative than the Golden Us. That is absolutely true.
Just screams and tears.
It is. It's wonderful.
We're so excited. I can't.
Oh my God! I don't even know which way's up. I can't feel anything. It was when we were up there waiting, looking at the audience and smiling, and just today it was a properly close competition, which makes it even more exciting that we've.
It's just amazing. I had kind of got geared myself round to the idea that I hoped that we would get a medal. I'd got to that stage in my thinking, because it all seemed very close to me. And then I started to think it could be us, and I started to feel a bit sick, and I thought, I can't change my expression on my face. My expression on my face, I know, was one of sort of fear, complete fear. I was shaking, and then when they announced it, of course, it just exploded.